علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is The Gate of Knowledge. And this is your host, Sayyid Salman Naqawi. And we are, as always, discussing the wise sayings of Mawla Ali, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wassalam, as have been compiled by Sayyid Razi in Nahjul Balagha. And we were discussing this hadith, this saying, which he says, As-sadaqatu dawa'un munjih wa amalul ibad fi ajalihim nusbu'i'un ayunihim fi ajalihim. So we are talking about charity. Giving charity provides cure, effective cure for people who are in need of treatment. And not just the person whom we provide for, even if we are own facing such an ailment or sickness which is difficult to cure by virtue of the medical treatment, here we find that the Imams, the Holy Prophet, have advised us that by giving charity, we can even provide a spiritual way of treating our own ailments. Therefore, we have Imam Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam saying that you can take care of your own ailments or your relatives' ailments by saying, "Daawihim bi sadaqa, falaysa shay'un asra ijabatan min as-sadaqa, wala ajda manfa'atan al-mariid min as-sadaqa." There was a person who came to Imam Kazim and he said, "I have we are 10 people in the household and we are sick. What can we do? All of us are sick." He said, "Take care of their illness by providing sadaqa." And this is the best way of getting a positive response from Allah Almighty for the treatment of your patients. So this is the first part that we discussed in the previous episode. And in the next segment, we will continue with the next part of this hadith.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Nahjul Balagha, also known as The Peak of Eloquence, is a compilation of sermons, letters, and sayings attributed to Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the cousin and son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and greetings be upon him and his pure household. Regarded as one of the most authoritative sources of Islamic wisdom and knowledge, this book reflects the profound insight and spiritual teachings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on various matters, including ethics, morality, governance, and spirituality. The eloquence and wisdom exhibited in this speech and teachings within Nahjul Balagha have made it a timeless masterpiece that continues to inspire and guide Muslims and non-Muslims alike in their pursuit of truth and enlightenment. All of this is presented to you in the program Gate of Knowledge on Iran Radio.
Yes, welcome back to IRIB English Radio. This is The Gate of Knowledge, and we are discussing the sayings of Imam Ali. And we were discussing this one, which was saying, As-sadaqatu dawa'un munjih. This was the first part of this hadith, and we have the second part, which is talking about the actions of the faithful and the servants of Allah Almighty in this world, and how they affect us in the hereafter. And he says, "Amalul ibad fi ajilihim, nusbu ayunihim fi ajilihim." So, this is actually representing the very important concept of the manifestation of the actions of human beings in this world, which are manifested in the hereafter in some form, which is either good or bad. So we have, for example, the holy verses from the Quran also saying, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرٍ يَرَهُ. This holy verse is also pointing to this fact that whatever we do in this world, even a small, very atom-like action, very small, minute detail of that action will also be shown to us, and it shall manifest us itself for us in front of our eyes in the hereafter. The Mawla Imam Ali is also pointing to this very important issue, that whatever we carry out in this world will manifest itself and show itself to us in the hereafter. If it is something good, if we carry out a good deed, it will present itself in a very beautiful manner in the hereafter. And that will provide us the pleasure of having carried out this action in this world, and it will be a sort of reward for us. For example, the prayers that we have offered in this world may show and present themselves to us in the hereafter in the home of a very beautiful person, a beautiful companion, who will provide us solace, who will provide us with pleasure, and it will be a sort of reward for us in the hereafter for that good action. And in the same way, the bad deeds we carry out, the cruelty, the treachery that we carry out in this world, that will also present itself in the hereafter in a very bad form, and that will cause us to become feel sorry for ourselves. So let us continue in the next segment.
Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, was a reserved scholar and historian who played a crucial role in compiling the sermons, letters, and sayings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, into the book Peak of Eloquence. His dedication to preserving the teachings and wisdom of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, has ensured that future generations have access to the profound insights and spiritual guidance found within Nahjul Balagha. All of this is presented to you in the program Gate of Knowledge on Iran Radio.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. The program is The Gate of Knowledge, and we were discussing this very important saying from Mawla Ali, the Master of the Faithful, where he is talking about the after effects of the actions we perform in this world. They will show themselves in the hereafter, and they will manifest themselves in forms which will either provide us pleasure and will reward us for those actions in some way. That will be our reward. And the bad actions will present themselves in an evil way, in an evil manner, that will punish us for doing those things. The very fact that those things, for example, in the form of a very vicious animal maybe, or in the form of a bad smell of something which is will provide us with punishment, and will disturb us, and will cause us to feel very bad for ourselves in the hereafter, and that will be the result of that action, the bad deed, the evil thing that we carried out. Any action which is not good, which is not noble, will itself present itself in a manner that will cause us to be punished, and will feel bad about it, and will be really sorry for carrying that out. As, for example, even in this world, we find situations where we are faced with the results of our actions and we feel bad for carrying them out. We have caused pain to someone, and as a result of that, we also get fall into a painful situation. So we will think that it is the result of that bad action that I performed. The same will happen in the hereafter. May Allah Almighty safe protect us from this. So this is IRIB English Radio, The Gate of Knowledge, with your host, Sayyid Salman Naqabi. Till the next episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Qala an-nabi Muhammadun man kuntu mawla hadha aliyun sayyidun faza man wala huwa bil kitabi musaddadun wan nuru ma'na babul ulumi wa murshidun huwa ayatullah man nadahu حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه